Hare, George A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 2, 1903. Dr. George A. Hare, my dear brother, I have just read Elder Daniel's letter to you and your letter to Elder Daniel's. I can heartily endorse all that Elder Daniel's has written, expressing a desire for you to connect with the sanitarium to be established in Washington. We would say to you, please take up this work as soon as possible. Every day lost is one day less in which to carry forward the work. Someone is very much needed just now to stand at the head of this enterprise, and it will be a great relief if your experience can be brought in. If you will accept this invitation, your action will be greatly appreciated by myself as well as by Elder Daniel's. We want the Washington Sanitarium to be established upon different principles and conducted upon different plans from those that have been followed in the Battle Creek Sanitarium. We shall not, therefore, go to Battle Creek to receive counsel regarding the establishment of this institution. The time has come when we must move under the direction of our great leader, the Divine Commander. Please do not delay. Consecrate yourself to God, and He will be to you a present help in time of need. By doing the work that awaits your presence and assistance, depending entirely upon God for guidance and direction, you will obtain an invaluable experience. God always has men of His appointment to step into the places where work needs to be done, men with whom and by whom He can work. A special work is committed to each one of God's workers. To every man, the Lord has entrusted talents, gifts that correspond to the needs of some place. When help was required for the building of the tabernacle, the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezaleel of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee." Exodus 31, verse 2 to 6. The Lord will give understanding to every one who will fully connect with His work. We are not left to trust in human wisdom. In the Lord is wisdom, and it is our privilege to look to Him for counsel. Again and again recently have these words found in Exodus 19 been brought to my attention. Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all the words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do." Verses 3-8. When the Lord is willing and anxious to justify His people whenever He can do so, should they not respond by keeping His covenant, that they may be His peculiar treasure above all people? It is the privilege of all to obey this covenant. In obedience, we shall more fully understand our duty. To no one man is given all the qualifications for every branch of the Lord's work. We are all members of God's family, all in a greater or less degree entrusted with God-given talents, for the use of which we are held responsible. Whether our talent be great or small, we are to use it in God's service, and we are to recognize the right of everyone else to use the gifts entrusted to them. Never should we disparage the smallest physical, intellectual, or spiritual capital. Some may trade in pennies and farthings, and by God's blessing and unwearied diligence, these humble ones may make successful investments and make a gain proportionate to the capital entrusted to them. No one should make light of any humble worker who is filling his place and is doing a work that someone must do, however small that work may seem.
Oh, how my heart is grieved as I see men who have had great opportunities seeking to place in a circumscribed sphere someone who, with encouragement, might develop to fill a position of great usefulness. The Lord makes use of vessels both large and small. Many whose lives are filled with activity and earnestness need from others counsel and encouragement and words of approval. God looks with pleasure upon the improvement made by His children as they help and encourage one another. All, whether entrusted with few or with many talents, are to blend together in unity. We need more of the Spirit of the Saviour, that we may help those who have been restricted and hindered. How much we may help them in their efforts to rise will never be known till it is made manifest in the judgment. We should have a word of encouragement to speak to all, remembering that there are a diversity of gifts. Some who desire to fill a large place and do some great service overlook the little things that must be done by somebody, and forget that those who do these things need their encouragement. If we pray much as we work, we shall gain more than if we give ourselves entirely to seeking for the wisdom that comes by experience. The master workman is supervising his workers. When, as I write, a new thought comes into my mind, I reverentially thank God for the appropriate word or sentence brought to my mind. I can but realize that the Lord is preparing the way for you to connect with the work in Washington. I believe that you will be greatly blessed of God as you take up the work there, and that you will receive evidence that it is God's will for you to be His helping hand in that city. He who fills the position to which you are invited must not only be skillful in relieving the sufferings of humanity, but he must be a man who can give good advice and help in the building up of the institution. And he must be one who will not feel satisfied only with his own plans. He must be willing to receive counsel from others. I thank the Lord that the work is begun at Washington. I am glad that the publishing work has been moved from Battle Creek to Washington, and that plans are being laid for the establishment of a sanitarium in Washington. We see the Alpha, and we know that Christ is also the Omega. Trusting in God, we shall have His approval, and He will work with us as we move forward. We have no time to lose. After plans are laid, other men will be brought in to act their part in carrying forward the work. I hope that the Lord will prosper you in all your preparations to leave Fresno. I send love to your wife and children.